an election. I don't know how closely you're watching the election. Andy Gall's out on the street asking people that. Have they got election fever, I think, is his question this morning. I think the reality is that most politics watchers are saying that an election will be called either Friday or on Saturday in Tasmania, a year ahead of when it needs to be. And so the question is, who's going to stand? Now, ordinarily, you'd have an ordinary, pretty ordinary thing, situation. But politics is changing. I mean, we've seen in federal politics the impact that the Teal candidates have had in getting elected into federal parliament. And in Tasmania, there's one difference as well. It's not just the political winds and mood, but it's that it takes a smaller quota now to get elected. There will be 7 people elected from each of our 5 electorates. And that means you need basically 1/8 of a quota plus 1 vote to get into the House. It means that independents will have a far better chance. So, to our next guest, who is running, well, it's not a party, he calls it an organisation, Voices of Tasmania. Michael Roberts is the convener. And broadly, they're looking for candidates who can be described as Teal-like to run in the upcoming election. Michael Roberts, good morning to you.
Hi, Leon.
We've spoken before when you first brought this idea to Tasmania. Tell me where you're up to now.
Thanks, Leon, and thanks for the opportunity, and hello to the listeners. Yeah, we're a network of individuals interested in effective representation in Parliament. And so we're looking to inspire, educate, motivate, unearth high-quality candidates, because this next Parliament's really going to need high-quality people there. There's a recognised demand for independence. I think the YouGov poll was showing that. A number of polls show that. And when we talk to people, that's what they're asking for. They want good, solid citizens in there who can actually broker better outcomes for Tasmanians. We're in a mess, and party politics is failing us. And if we do have an early election, Leon, that's a failure of party politics, really. Like, it's supposed to be June 2025 is when we're supposed to be preparing for. So I don't think Tasmanians want this kind of uncertainty.
But there are lots of different types of political candidates representing the major parties, the Greens, or indeed independents. Mm. What sort of candidates are you looking for specifically? I mean, what are the policy positions that they'll need to hold for you to want to sort of touch them with your scepter, Michael Roberts, and sort of anoint them as a Voices of Tasmania candidate?
Yeah, it's not us touching them with the scepter. It's actually assisting independents to make the choice whether they're going to run. And we have a set of attributes that an effective candidate is likely to have. And this is based on both our community input from people that we've been talking to in kitchen tables and on our surveys, like who makes a good representative, and also who were effective in the on the mainland. And so we've been engaged with all of those mainland groups, or many of them, and they need to be independent and local. They need to, the sort of candidate attributes, so they've got to be community-minded. They've got to need to be a leader in the community in some way. They need to be ethical and values-driven. We're a values-based organisation. People can look up our charter on our website and have a look at the values, and not everyone will subscribe to those. That's okay. This is independent thinking. They need to be an engaging communicator. They need to be able to attract a lot of support, because they've got to run their own independent campaign. We're not funding anybody. We're a support organisation to help unearth these good community leaders.
So how is it working? Are these people that come to you to get support to run, or do they decide that they're running and then once they've made that decision, mm-hmm. register, get ready to go, mm-hmm. then come for your imprimatur?
No, but it happens in both ways. But many people just say they're going to run, and that's great, and that's everybody's right to be able to do that. If they want support, they can ask for it from us. But most of them don't. Once they're ready to run, they just run, and then we provide a background for that.
What is the background? So if I decide I'm running as an independent, why mm-hmm. would I then seek endorsement from Voices of Tasmania? Explain how that works.
Right, we don't endorse anybody, Leon. We're supporting others to come forward and choose to run. So for instance, Craig Garland won't need our support in running. No one needs us. We don't support candidates to do that. We are delighted to see community candidates come forward, and we want more to come forward. We can assist them with their decision-making process. We have a wide network of you know, well-connected, educated people, and there's a recognised demand out there for them. So do they? It's a big decision to throw yourself into this sort of life, and people need to confidentially think about that through. It's not something you just go, oh yeah, I'll put my hand up and I'll run. Actually, most of these people are reluctant heroes. They have a good job. They have a life that's in probably pretty good shape. They're not career politicians. We want them to be authentically representing their community. And to do that, you know, they don't want to jeopardize their job. They don't want to jeopardize their life situation until they've made that choice. I am going to run. And that takes some time to make that call.
I think about a lot of those people. I mean, one of the things they will never have done before is run a campaign, the kind of which is required to get into Parliament.
Mm.
You need to think about, you know, from commissioning your signage to getting that around to understanding how your door-knocking strategy is going to work to thinking about media. Are you offering campaign advice? Do you bring a depth of experience in campaign advice that you will lend to people that fit your mold?
We're building a network of volunteers who can step forward and actually choose which independent candidate relates to them, just like any volunteer independent organisation or any of the parties. They have people come and volunteer for them. Same thing for the independent candidates. And we're seeking to build a volunteer base that can jump into this space and support the independent candidates. We're delighted to see Pam Sharp running for the upper house. We're delighted to see Charlie Burton running for the upper house, and Craig Garland and Claire Gladewright and others. Some want a big volunteer base, some don't. That's okay. Everybody runs their own way. Andrew Wilkie once said to me, "Michael, I'm not the thousands of people volunteer kind of candidate. I'm a small group." That different independents run different ways.
You are Mornings Around Tasmania. Michael Roberts is our guest this morning. He's convener of a group called Voices of Tasmania. You can find them online if you want to study this more and potentially are interested. Michael, when we think about teals on the mainland, my understanding is that very wealthy backers like Simon Holmes, a court, is one of the most well-known, has a pool of money, wants to see change in Parliament. Through Parliament in Australia, and so puts money in. Has he put money in here?
No, there's independent donors who come forward and provide that. Climate 200 had thousands of individuals donating to them. It wasn't one individual rich backer. That's not how independent politics works. And interestingly, independent politics typically works by declaring donations. You know, less than 20% of donations were declared by the major parties here in Tasmania. That's only just come out, and that's crazy that it's this undisclosed money coming in. You can't tell me that's not seeking outcomes.
So where does your, that's a good pivot mm-hmm. point to ask, where your money comes from? Where does your money come from?
Individual donors, and we run on a really tight budget, very, very shoestring, absolutely.
What's the change you want to see mm-hmm. in Tasmania? Let's assume that Voices of Tasmania, your umbrella organisation, feeling a warm feeling on election night sometime in March of this year
mm-hmm.
because you feel like candidates supported or endorsed or approved by you have made it into Parliament. What's the change you want to see as a result?
I think what we want to see is a values-based decision-making in all of the decisions that happen. We want to see greater transparency. We've had so many cover-ups in this you know, four terms of Liberal government. We want to see money and not just money, but sensible decisions around health and education. The fundamentals, people are doing it tough, and yet we have these bold promises for stadiums and other things that are not connected with what the real needs, the deep needs of the state are. So we want to see people actually talking that through, not just being bullied into positions.
ABC Hobart. ABC Northern Tasmania. The voice you can hear is Michael Roberts, convener of a group called Voices of Tasmania. Michael, so let's get down to some hard numbers. How many candidates are you looking to endorse between now and election? Are you even ready to go if an election's called Friday, Saturday? Are you ready to go?
We aren't endorsing anybody. We're looking for people to step forward. So we'd love to see at least one in each electorate, but more, preferably two. There are 10 unincumbent seats in this election. So why not have – there will be new faces, no doubt there will be new faces in this parliament. So why not have two or three really high-quality independents in there, because we are going into a minority. That's what the polls are saying. That's what people are saying. There's this recognised demand out there. Let's elect a parliament of effective people who provide effective representation of their communities. That's what we're really looking to see.
Appreciate you coming in this morning. Political sensibilities heightening at the moment. An election expected to be called later this week on the weekend. Michael Roberts, convener of Voices of Tasmania. As I say, their information can be found online. Michael, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Leon.
On Mornings, you can join us too. 0438 922 936 is the number. 0438 922 936.